Welcome, fellow Lumineers, to another episode of Quest for Five, your guide to the enchanting world of Disney Lorcana. We're your hosts. I'm Faith, and with me is my co-host, Michael.
And today we're going to talk a little bit of news and then our new location for organized play, temporarily location, and then opening packs 176 and 177 in search of our first enchanted rarity card. Okay, so we actually have three bits of news, Faith. And just so everyone knows, Faith never knows the news that I'm going to share with her. So you're learning it along with her. First up, this is really exciting. Lorcana Challenge is increasing the number of tickets available for the tournaments. That's I think that's great news. So first off, the tickets sold way too fast, and so they're opening up more spots. Apparently, the tickets sold out within seconds for the first events in Atlanta, Georgia, and Lille, France. So they're moving. For those two events, they're going from 512 to 2,048 seats at those tournaments. And they're going to have to change venues to accommodate all those new tickets. Could you imagine that many people hollering at each other about, I challenge this, blah, 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 blah? Deafening. Obviously, they're going to be split up into different rooms, but
I don't think I could handle, I can barely handle what we have now.
That's so many people. The one thing that the community has been worried about, and Lorcana has also recognized, is an issue with bots buying these tickets. And so after Atlanta and Lille, there's going to be a few different changes for the Lorcana challenges after that. First of all, tickets will be sold through the Melee platform that you normally register for in-store organized play. And that's going to be tied to the account you use to sign up. And so they're hoping that this approach will prevent scalpers from buying up these tickets and bots. And then after Atlanta and Lille, the events will be, quote, at least double in size. And so they don't have an exact figure yet, but we can expect at least 1,024 tickets for all of the Lorcana challenges after those initial two. Further, due to the demand of Lorcana Challenge, they have announced they will be holding additional events prior to the Continental Championships. And so they don't know, they don't have the details for those because they weren't, you know, they weren't ready for it. So they still need to book venues for locations and when that's going to be. Who knows, but we at least know it's going to be before the Continental Championships. And so, sounds like some people are going to be getting some overtime. Mm-hmm. Faith, what do you think? What's your reaction to this news?
That's a lot to double it. That's so many people.
At least double it, yeah. So I think some locations we're going to see more than that. I think, I wonder if it's tied, if they'll find a way to maybe tie it to the number of stores. Or, like, look at the regions and see how many people are registering for the weekly organized play and then use that decision to figure out how many extra tickets they need to sell by region. Mm-hmm. That'd probably be a smart way to go about it. Okay. Second big news. This one's real short, but card reveals are starting to drop for Ursula's Revenge. We had the first card drop. It was Pegasus from Hercules, and it was a very cute card. It was little baby Hercules.
Not Hercules, Pegasus.
Oh, little baby Pegasus, yeah. And it's a one play cost emerald with one lore, one attack, and one defense, I think. Yeah, so it's just, I think it was just a one across the board. But it was a very cute card. I'm double checking that right now. But this will be a great addition for one play, Emerald. I could definitely see myself adding this with one of my decks at least. Oh, and it's also evasive. That's the big key factor. This one play cost character is evasive.
I think he would go perfectly in my little evasive deck I got going on.
This is also going to be a really good quester right out the gate. You get this card down on your first turn, and then your second, you're already questing. And it's evasive, so it has a good chance of surviving for maybe like two or three rounds before anyone's got the ink built up to destroy it, either with another evasive character or with something like Fire the Cannons or whatever that would target the character. So great card. And if you could find something second turn to drop, like a ward to protect Pegasus, chef's kiss. Great combo. Third bit of news. We can expect an Asia localization. So there's been a lot of recent job ads for Lorcana, including a localization manager in Mandarin. So we can expect the market to open up in China in the future. If they're just now hiring a localization manager for China, you know, they got to go through that process and still get all the translations taken care of. And so that's a lot of work. Hopefully that manager is not going to be alone for this, but it'll be a process. But that will open up a whole nother continental championship there. I don't think we could expect China until at least after the first continental championship.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so for this week's Lorcana organized play, it was at actually right across the street from our apartment, which was really nice to just be able to get up and walk to it. But it was the Vandal Gaming Convention, and our game store Sapphire Pearl was a sponsor, and so they had a little booth set up, and they changed all of their events to be there that day. So we got to go and check that out while getting to play. What did you think about it?
It was really fun because I also got the opportunity to play Digimon for the first time ever with somebody else, not on their training app. So that was really fun. I did end up playing against some really sweaty players, and so that sucked. But I did recognize how fun it was. And I mean, I've bought several booster boxes of Digimon, and I've never actually got to play. So considering I've spent probably almost $1,000 on cards already for Digimon, it'll be nice to actually start playing. So I don't think I would have had the opportunity to actually learn and then want to play as much as I do now if I didn't go. And it was also just really fun. We had a lower turnout for Lorcana.
There was a new guy, though.
He's usually a Star Wars guy and Pokemon. But
yeah, I saw his little Star Wars pins.
Yeah, he had a heck of a good deck. But I'm also on a 2-week losing streak. I don't know what happened. I'm going to have to make some edits to my assault deck. I've got I think we have 2 more play weekends left before the store tournament. And so I got to get it figured out. Thankfully, we're also going to Boise this weekend. So we're going to stop at a card shop down there and try to get a few cards to kind of shore up my deck. I know for sure I need to get a 1 play cost thing in there other than Shield of Virtue, just so I have an extra opportunity to actually do something on the first turn, because I think that's really slowing down my buildup, and it's just kicking me in the butt. So if I can get another 1 play cost thing in there, don't know what, and a few more Shere Khans, I think I'll be in a better position. But I was really excited, all in all, to have it in a new location. It was in the middle of a convention, so it was a lot of people, a lot of energy, free food and drinks, so that's a huge plus. Yeah. You got anything else to add about VGC?
I did get to learn how to play Pokemon, which I did not know how to play before, so that was fun. Mm-hmm. And then they gave me some cards.
Did you end up opening those cards too?
I have not, because I honestly forgot about them until just now. So no. I will do that after this. But it was fun. It was a lot different than I thought it was going to be. I'm not sure what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be more similar to Lorcana, but I knew that it wasn't. I don't know. I don't know what I was expecting, but I did enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I don't see myself like really getting into it, but
yeah, Lorcana. Let's keep to one main game. I don't think I'll be buying Digimon cards either, even if I do start playing regularly, because I need all of the money to go to Lorcana.
Okay, baby, I love you.
What?
That is such a load of crap. There is no way that you're going to start playing it and be like, yeah, I'm good with the cards I have. You're going to get into it and be like, oh, I need this card, and then just start buying them again. I know that's how you are.
You don't know me.
Okay.
Anyways, let's go back to Lorcana, because I don't like this. I'm also going to take out Place of Exile, because it doesn't give me lore, and people are so heavily anti-location that it's not even worth it to play Maui's Place of Exile, then pay the move costs or use a card, pay the cost for playing a card to move a character there. It's just not worth it for plus one resist with how heavily anti-location people are. So
I feel like when I see people play locations, I attack them if, like, my character's attack can't really do anything to any of their characters.
Mm-hmm.
I, like, will attack locations, but I don't, like, if I have a high attack, then I'm not going to attack locations. I just do it because
mm-hmm.
it's not going to do anything. Like,
yeah,
might as well. Mm-hmm. But I can see where you're getting, especially if it doesn't have any lore, like, it's not really getting you anything.
Yeah, it's just like it's just such a high cost to get them set up and moved in character and glimmers moved over there that without at least giving me a passive one lore in the two turns that it survives, then I can't do it.
I feel like the only locations that are really worth it are the ones that have lore,
mm-hmm.
are low cost. I don't see why you would play a high cost location unless it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can't remember how much Montanui is, but I do really love the ability of Montanui.
Yeah.
And I think that's just like a one move cost. So
the I can't remember the one that lets you draw cards for each character there. That's also a low cost one with a very high return value. And so that card I think is always worthwhile having in a deck if you're running Amethyst. But yeah, I don't think Maui's Place of Exile is a very good card.
Yeah, it's I wonder what it's selling for. Ability. For that, I do like Duck Manor though too.
Yeah, that one seems to have a more survivability,
mm-hmm, especially because it's got the two lore, so it feels a little bit more worth it.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, Maui's Place of Exile, Hidden Island, is a 33-cent card, a 25-cent in near mint condition. That does not surprise me. It was originally selling for $12 at launch.
Holy crap!
And then immediately tanked. And so that doesn't surprise me at all. Yeah, it's just a bummer because I feel like, it, and especially at 5 defense too, you defeat it so easily.
I feel like the locations that don't have lore are really only really useful if you also have characters
mm-hmm.
that like gain something from being at locations.
Yeah. And I guess to be fair, I did say it's so expensive. It's a 2 play cost and 1 cost to move. But you know, that's still a whole, it's still a whole or part of a turn when it's not going to give you any, that one resist, you know, really you get one chance to use Maui's Place of Exile before someone takes it out and it's not going to get you lore.
Yeah. With a 5 defense too. Yeah.
Yeah, and it people can take it out in one turn, and then it's not enough to ward off people from attacking your characters directly because it's only plus one resist. So I just, I was really excited about this card, but I don't think it's viable right now.
I do like that Tiana's Palace has an 8 defense.
Mm-hmm. I think locations need to have that higher defense to just have any worthwhile on the board. Because otherwise, they just get wiped in one turn.
Especially because they don't have attack that they give back.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's not like, why not attack locations? Yeah. Like, nothing's going to happen to you. So.
I would like to see an item that gives locations. Attach this item to a location. Any glimmer that attacks it, you know, receives 1 damage or something. Something like that. Just some kind of fortification or defenses of a location just to help it out a little bit. Battlements or something.
I don't know. Or just locations that do that. Like, I feel like there's a lot that can say, when you challenge this location, you receive damage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of good locations that can have that ability.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully I can find a new card. I'll look after this to see, because I want to have an exact list of cards that I want to buy when we go to the game store down in Boise this weekend. We said we'd do that on Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want Piglet or Jafar?
I want Jafar.
I knew you did.
Yeah. Jafar's my boy. Okay. So excited. I want to open first.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Crinkle, crackle. I hope everyone is enjoying our new mics because I paid way too much money for this brand new setup. So, pack 176, Skippy, Energetic Rabbit, Pua, Potbellied Bunny, a Vault Door, nice, Helga Sinclair, Right Hand Woman, the only Helga that I'm not looking for, Nutsy Vulture Henchman, a new Cleansing Waters, Ursula Deceiver, a new Jolly Roger, which I need, How Far I'll Go, which I'm also looking for, Captain Hook, Master Swordsman, which I'm also looking for, and a Helga Vengeful Partner, and our foil, Rolly Hungry Pup.
I'm excited for the Cleansing Water.
Yeah. This was actually a really good pack. I'm stoked for this Master Swordsman. I think this is the last one I needed for my pirate deck. I also needed one or two more Jolly Rogers. Sweet. All right, what do you got, Faith?
Got an Airfoil, the Firebird, Captain Amelia, First in Command, Chief Tui, Proud of Montanui. Is there more? Yeah, there's another Chief Tui. Milo Thatch, Spirited Scholar, Dalmatian Puppy Tail Wagger. It's A version. I think we already have A.
Yeah, I think so too.
Magic Broom, Dancing Duster, Wendy Darling, Talented Sailor.
That's a good guy. I think I need one too.
Mm. Okay.
You want it?
I
you take it, because I think I already have two or three.
Okay, I was going to say, I think I already have some too.
Okay.
Thaddeus. Is that how you spell his name? Say his name.
Oh, that is. Yes.
A metallic leader. Tinkerbell, very clever fairy. Helga Sinclair. The super rare one.
Yeah. I am stoked about that card. Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I love her. And much needed in my decks. Okay, great.
And then a foil Cleansing Water.
Ooh, pretty.
Those are pretty good.
Yeah, I think that might be our fifth Cleansing Water, though.
But I have no idea. I haven't actually looked at how many we have, because I haven't put them in there. Because that deck, I have like 86 cards in there, so if I add cards, I need to take some out.
Oh my god. Stay tuned for more in our future episodes. Don't forget to rate and subscribe, and follow us on social media at Questify Pod on Twitter and Instagram.
Thanks for joining us on Quest for Five. Until next time, keep summoning, questing, and may your inkwells never run dry.